T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Carla. Is it a big deal, ladies, when a guy calls you ma'am, miss, missus? And when you're feeling out of form and they ask for like a surname, if you want to be called miss, missus, miss, whatever, is it a big deal? You know, I think my wife was doesn't like being called ma'am, but I mean, she doesn't mind it. In defense of her, she really doesn't mind being called ma'am. But I guess she was called that over the weekend. Maybe it's the way they said it. I don't know.
Maybe.
But she's like, honey, relax.
You know what I realized? Sometimes when I fill out forms, I check the MS. Because, I don't want y'all to know what's going on with me.
Well, yeah,
I don't check Mrs. or Miss.
That's kind of how she is. She's like, they don't need to know if I'm married or not. It's like, okay, well, fine.
Oh, I just Googled this. Okay, you know the caller said ma'am's derived from madam?
Yeah.
It says, the word origin and history for ma'am, it's from the 1660s. It's the shortening of madam, which she was right. Formerly, the ordinary respectful form is to address a married woman, and it was later restricted to the queen and royal princesses, or used by servants to their mistresses. Ha! Wow. So it was good at first, and then it just kind of got derogatory. Like, really, mistresses? And this says the word madam is similar to sir, but it's usually considered offensive slang, and it was once used to address a married woman or one in position of authority. So there's
I don't know. See, now you're getting all textbooky
I'm
on
just
me.
Saying.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
869-1093. We've heard from some ladies this morning. We haven't heard from a guy yet. Go ahead, dude.
I kind of disagree with that lady. You know, I had a grandmother that raised me right. I'm from the Midwest, Wichita. And she used to slap me in the back of the head if I don't say it. So I talk to guys on the phone all the time and talk to ladies on the phone. And I say, sir, and they say, Stevie, don't say that to me. And, you know, it makes me feel old. And I say, hey, if I don't say it, I look for that hand coming for my head. So I duck.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. So it was it is out of respect. It doesn't mean any harm. You know, and that's how it should be. This is, you know, whether she's young or not, you respect her 100%.
Got some emotional baggage going on there, bud.
PTSD.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good morning.
For calling. Yes. Wow. She just popped him in the head. Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
Hey, I think that you should be calling me ma'am. I'm a young attorney here in Wichita. I'm only 25. And I really like it when my clients and my coworkers call me ma'am, because that's just a respect thing. They definitely need to respect the fact that I'm an attorney and I'm not 25.
Ma'am, if you don't mind me asking, what kind of law do you practice?
I practice immigration law here in Wichita.
Oh, look at you.
Nice.
All right. Well, hey, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes. Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you for calling.
You too. Bye.
869-1093. Man, I think she likes to be called Madam Attorney. Hello, Power 93.5. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Amanda.
What do you think?
Hey, girl.
Okay, listen. So I work with the worst of the worst. And in this world, it's become such a cool world. There's hardly any respect. And if anybody wants to call you ma'am, miss, whatever, you should just feel respected being called any of that.
Yeah. And I think for the most part, she does. She does. She was just a little taken aback. I said, come on, honey. You didn't mean anything bad by it. I said, come on. So, you know, I told the guys we were leaving the restaurant, hey, me and my old lady are going to go shopping now.
No, you didn't. He's full of it.
Yeah. My wife did not like that. I got a slug on the arm.
I cannot stand that.
If she worked where I work, she would completely change her mind on that. I promise.
Okay. We're not going to ask you where you work.
Or can we know?
No.
Wait. Fine.
Thank you for calling, okay?
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, nice. Yeah. They probably, at her job, they probably use different things like, yo,
Oh.
This Saturday, Sunday, and Monday only.
Slumberland's three-day sale.
Get an extra $100 off your purchase of $5.99 or more.
Get up to 70% off. Store-wide.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.